Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, folks. This is Landslide Val again with Pioneer Tales. Well, last week we left off with Bobby Joe and Sarah heading out west, and we gave them a good send off and with their brochures, and I think we have some music here to introduce the show with tonight.
Okay.
About Clyde and Fanning. Okay, go, dear.
Wagon Wag!
Wagon Wag!
Great. Howdy, folks. Landslide Val again. And that we're just rolling along here tonight. This is Pioneer Tales, Episode 2. And last week, we left off with Sarah and Bobby Joe going out west. And tourist season is just about over here. It's been quiet here in St. Joe, Missouri. So I thought I'd start out in go back and go track them down and see how they're doing and offer them maybe some more opportunities or maybe some more opportunities to spend their money. But I'm out here in the wilderness too right now tracking them down and see if I can find them and follow their trail. And it's kind of quiet out here tonight. And let's see if I can see something here. See anybody out there in the dark? Anybody out there? I hear some coyotes.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear a voice. Is that you, Sarah?
Yeah, it's me. We're over here.
Oh, you're way over there. Where is there? Where are you?
Well. Well, there's a pretty good moon out tonight. Can you see all the wagons?
Oh, the wagons. Yeah. Those people, they're very generous to our organization here, our tour guide organization. Yeah, let me come on over there and say hi.
Okay.
I've been tracking you. Yeah, let me come over here.
Okay, good.
Hey, folks, remember me, Landslide. I got you started out west with this ride here. And where's Wild Bill anyway?
Oh, he was just tending to the horses there.
Okay, but he's around. He's taking good care of you, huh?
Yep.
Okay,
sure
I was kind
is.
Of wondering why. Well, one thing I was wondering why the tracks led, they're kind of leading back east.
They did.
Did you realize you're going back east instead of out west?
Oh, no. Where's that wagon master anyway? Hey, Bob.
Well.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm working with the horses.
Bobby Joe.
You know, we were
you?
Headed out east. We're going back to where we came from.
We is.
Where is that rascal Wild Bill Hiccup? He's supposed to leave
out
west.
I don't know
west.
Where is he.
He's He's maybe sleeping it off. I don't know. Is he taking
care of
that,
or he's still
off?
Eating?
Okay, I see.
I mean,
Annie,
he might be back
Annie
by the truck wagon.
He may be over there, maybe.
You know, getting some grub.
Yeah, that fellow, that rascal, he's just he's up, always up to some adventure we're not knowing about. That I see Annie Oakley over here too.
Oh boy! Well, we got a full
Hi,
house
Annie
tonight.
Oakley.
Can I hide out for a while? I just shot a guy in the foot. He's trying to steal my ale.
Yeah, you get these characters in the wagon train. You get all types here.
Yeah, some Indians.
Wait, sure
place.
Do.
Yeah, we try to screen them at the beginning here. To screen them, take their applications and have them fill out the forms. But you never, you know, they don't know if they're correct or not, or they're telling the truth or telling fibs, but we try to do best we can so you folks have a good, pleasant journey. But
we
as
will.
It is, well, you may have to turn around.
Well, I think we'll have to.
I'm here.
If you keep going this way, you may hit the D.C., the capital.
Yeah,
Washington,
and then
D.C.
the ocean. Is that around there somewhere?
Yeah, the wrong ocean. Yeah, so
wrong one. Well, this ain't no good.
Well,
we
guarantee our tour. So you will be taken care of.
Yeah, you got that brochure you promised.
I got it here somewhere in my back pocket. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see here.
This is Betsy Ross, and I'm gonna need $20 for you parking in a parking spot here.
She's always after make a buck, ain't she?
Sounds like one of them revenueers.
I'm gonna need ten more dollars.
10 more?
For every profanity that you speak on my property. I'm gonna call Annie over here to shoot him up.
Here.
I need to shoot, y'all.
Are we on your parking lot? Is that what you're saying?
$20, please. I asked
for 20. Dig deep.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
$10 every hour after that.
Whoa. Are you shooting there, Annie Oakley?
Shooting in the back there.
We got some shooting going on here.
What's
Where's Annie Oakley? Is she shooting? She's shooting again? Don't shoot the horses.
Canyon.
Don't shoot
Those are my
that's,
pride
that's
and joy right
Indian
there, my
Henry.
Horses.
Oh, what is he doing here? He
that's
got
crazy Indian Henry. Don't shoot him.
What's he got to trade? Some ale.
Henry,
where'd he come
Henry,
from?
Here? Are you okay?
We're okay.
Yeah, maybe,
is everybody
maybe,
else
maybe
okay in the wagon train? Bob, why don't you run down and see if everybody's okay?
I gotta check on the horses.
He's still checking on the horses. He's kind of slow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's a hard life out there on the road. Henry, are you there?
Yeah. No,
I'm
horses,
always
you
here.
Know.
Henry, are you okay? Did she shoot you in the foot, or are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm flying on my unicorn.
Ah, he's okay. He just had a little bit too much to drink, maybe.
Is he making horse sounds? Or is he just had a little bit too much fire water there?
Yeah, he's making some kind of horse sense. Ain't the kind of horse I'm used to, but you know these Indians, they see things. I've been told they see things.
Yeah,
so he
I heard
Bill
that too.
If Wild Bill doesn't show up, he may lead you out west because I don't know if Wild Bill may have turned you around. And like I said,
you know,
he's
been hitting that
way.
Medicine, that Indian medicine, pretty hard. You know, that stuff nearly took off Bob's eyebrows.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Sometimes those hiccups, they go right to the brain. You know, you hiccup and
yeah.
It goes right to the brain and it juggles the brain and things get loose.
Yeah, and then that's the end of that for a while.
So, Henry, are you able to use your intuition and lead these folks, turn them around back west?
Yes, I can do that, and I can also explain that if you watch the sun set every night, just keep going in that direction, and you will see the beautiful ocean that Landslide keeps talking about.
Well, that sounds good. I want to see that in the worst way. In the worst way.
Well, you had a good
time.
Yes,
on the way to save money, you can ask the plants which ones you can eat, and they will tell you if you pay attention. The plants, you can ask which ones are edible.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, you can save some money, so you will have more to give Landslide.
Yeah, why not? We'll do that. We will definitely do that.
This may cost a little bit more than with Henry because he seems to know where he's going.
Okay.
The white men thought that the sun. It rises in the west and sets in the east, so apparently the Indians know better than this.
Yeah.
So he'll turn you around. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
And it won't take but maybe two more months to get there, but you'll get there. You'll go up the Oregon Trail, the Black Hills. Now,
yeah, you know, we're going to have to, further down the road, we're going to have to get those horseshoed, you know, at a livery stable or something, because they're going to be pretty, those shoes they got now are going to be pretty worn off. So hopefully in your brochure or something, you can tell us where to get the horses reshoed.
Yeah, there's a Sears Roebuck down about 50 miles from...
Sending our business that way.
Well, look, honey.
We sell honey too.
Okay.
We like honey.
Yeah.
Five different kinds. Let me show you my shop.
Okay. Show me your shop. Maybe we can load up a few things before we head on out here.
Well, we might have to go to Black Hills to get some gold to pay for all of
this. That's for sure.
Now, be careful of these food stands along the way. And sometimes they're a little pricey. But, you know, if you're in need of some honey or some food or some shoes, you'll have to do it. But, again, Henry's there, and he can point out the plants you can eat.
Yeah, because the only vegetables we got right now are the dried ones, you know. We dried some carrots, and we dried some peppers, and we dried some potatoes, too. Got a lot of rice.
Yeah, sounds like you got the French fries.
Going. We run low on cash. We might have to give old Henry some fire water. We have some fire water in the back of our wagon there.
You ain't been in it, have you?
Not yet.
Well, don't go in it. Yeah, I got to keep my eye on him, you know.
Yeah, it gets awful. You get awful thirsty out there on the dusty trail.
For sure.
But, yeah, Miss Sarah, I hear you're an entertainer. Is that right? And sometimes you stop at the local saloons and towns along the way, and you pick up a little extra money singing your song
on the
stage.
Yeah, that's just what I do. That's just what I do, and I sing for them, and then they either throw money at me or I get paid by the bartender, the proprietor. It works out real well because I like doing it.
Do they ever throw anything else at you besides money?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Well, maybe you know, it's awful lonely out here. Maybe you can give us a song tonight.
Well, maybe I could.
Maybe do we have that campfire? Let's put a few logs back in that fire and stoke it up a bit. Oh, there she goes again.
What's she talking about now?
That's going to cost you. Go ahead. I'll get
it's
you a bill.
It's going to cost me again? How much you got from me already?
This is my property.
What's going to cost me? The food or me singing? If it's going to cost me to sing, I'll just wait till the next town.
You go ahead and sing. I'll take 50% of the profit.
Oh,
is that hiccup?
I
hear hiccup coming. He's a coming, ain't he?
Yeah, we call him Hiccup for short.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Sarah, with your song and see if we
can
get.
Well, I'm trying to figure out just what I was gonna sing. I was thinking of singing one like later down on the trip, but.
Well, whatever works. I was kind of looking at Camptown Girls. You know that one?
The Camptown Ladies?
Camptown Girls. Yeah.
You like the Camptown Ladies sing this song? That one?
Doo-da.
Camptown Ladies 5 miles long. Old doo-dah day. Trying to run all night. Trying to run all day. I bet my money on a bottleneck. Somebody bet on the bay.
That's right. That's good. That's right. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you're going to make a lot of coins from that. You're going to have a lot of people throwing stuff in the stage.
Half of the coins,
okay.
Half of the coins, yeah. Need she remind me. Yeah, she's got her hands in a lot of stuff there. Hey, is she going to tell me what she's got in her store?
I got anything you could ever want.
Well, I'm not out of flour. I could use some hardtack, though. You got hardtack?
We got that.
Okay, I probably could use some molasses. How much is your molasses there?
35 cents a drop.
A drop?
You heard that.
I told her hardtack already.
Yeah, we got hardtack already.
Well, she's going to get us some.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably really expensive.
Transportation.
What's the hardtack made out of? What's the meat in it?
Don't worry, you're going to make
Or is it the.
When you get out.
I
wet.
Need some dried, like some
you gotta make
deer
an
meat.
Investment. It's an investment in your future.
Consider transportation costs out here. To ship things out here this far, it doesn't cost but a lot of money here. So you understand
yeah.
the situation. Yeah. But
yeah, well,
we'll take care of you, Henry. Okay, so well, Hiccup's somewhere down there. I heard him, but he's.
He hasn't made his appearance. He's probably down at the end of the wagon train by the chuck wagon there getting more victuals, more grub.
We had
beans tonight and some rice.
Beans. Another night of beans. Who's the cook there anyway? Who did we leave you with the cooking chores?
Yeah, well, we left. That's the guy at the chuck wagon. What's his name? I don't remember, Bob. What's the chuck wagon guy's name? He's doing pretty good, though. That whole thing is loaded with his chuck wagon's loaded with food, and then we all in the 30 wagon caravan, we all got food. It's just people like the sweet stuff. You know, I can make some kind of a fruit pie or something if I had the honey. You know, and then we got those biscuits that the cook makes on the chuck wagon cook on the fire. Oh, everything's cooked on the fire. Sometimes it gets burned, but that's okay. We eat it anyway.
We got frozen pies for $10.50.
You got frozen what?
Frozen pies.
Frozen pies. Did you make them yourself?
We got them from up north. Some of the slaves brought them down.
Oh, that's good. Then they should be pretty good if they made them. What kind of berries are in the pies?
All the berries that they picked up north, the blackberries. The black slaves picked the blackberries.
Well, those are good.
How about them huckleberry pies? That's my favorite.
Yeah, Bob's favorite is the huckleberry pies. You got any huckleberry pies there?
You're going to have to talk to Landslide about that.
Yeah.
We can arrange
okay.
something. We can arrange a Pony Express rider to ride up the north and come back with a few pies for you.
Oh, that'd be good. Those are Bob's favorite. He likes to eat,
you
know. He's not much for shooting, getting any deer or any buffalo or anything. He's not into that. So we kind of have to make do with what we get at the stores and then what our cook makes it from the chuck wagon.
Well, Crazy Indian Henry knows how to fish. He knows how to catch a rabbit and small game.
I can't eat any rabbit. I'm allergic to rabbits. Can't have any of that.
All right. How about hares?
No, that's the same.
No, I meant the hares on the
head. Yeah,
those
are just bigger. Bigger than the rabbits and the bunnies. Big old hare.
No, I meant scalps. Because Henry does scalping, too.
Scalp.
Henry
scalps?
He can sell you some scalps, and they're pretty good over the fire.
Have you done eating those?
We done eating
the
those.
Skin.
Yeah, Henry knows
the skin
how to...
has a lot of nutritional value. Yes, the scalp is the part closest to the sun of the animal, so it's good eating.
What animals are we talking about there, Henry?
Well, it depends where you are.
Yeah.
You know, some places have raccoons. Some places. You know, they have deer or, you know, whatever there
is.
Yeah,
deer's good. Deer's good. And I guess if nothing else, there's a possum or two probably or a coon.
Yes, the main thing is just eat what you can find and be grateful for what there is. And
you hear that, Bob? Instead, you know what he does sometimes? He goes down to the most awful looking ponds and he catches these frogs. He's got the nickname Frog Hopper. Everybody calls him Frog Hopper. And he's always trying to catch frogs. And then he brings them back and some of them don't look too good. He gets them in those water that is awful. It's green. You can't eat stuff out of a green pond. Or a green river or a green creek, you get sick.
He probably thinks those
corn squeezings are just going to take care of it if he gets sick. But I'm not cooking them.
Well, it sounds like you folks been experiencing some chemtrails over there. That green
water?
Yeah,
I think so, because some of those frogs, they done got seven legs. Of course,
that
the way Bob here tells it, then he just doesn't have to catch as many. But I'm not cooking them. You get sick.
Let me see here. Okay, so main thing is we turn you around. We want you to be going the right way.
Oh yeah, we have to do that. We're the first wagon, so if we start turning around, everybody should follow.
In the morning, you got to turn yourself around.
Oh, we're gonna Yeah, who's and is Henry gonna be there? You gonna be there? Who's gonna come? You're gonna sleep out with us under the stars tonight.
Well, I am already here on the West Coast, but I can guide you. Just pay attention to what life shows you, and when the sun comes up, go in the opposite direction. And maybe I will see you in your dream, and I will tell you what to look out for on your way to survive and to reach the beautiful West Coast.
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. Everybody's just waiting here.
Who's coming over here? Who's that? Who's that running out there? Is that you, Bill? Bill Starr? Is that Bill Starr riding up?
Is that Bill?
Bill Starr.
Oh, my, Bill Starr.
Infamous Bell Star.
Well, howdy do, Bell. What you been up to all these years?
Oh, my gosh. I've come back to tell you my part of the story. Just wait a minute, will you? Give me a minute or two. If you get my...
Well, it'll cost you, Bell, but yeah, we'll wait.
Okay.
Because we're on a time clock here.
Okay, here we go. The infamous Bell Star. I was born on a ranch in Oklahoma to a big family. On a farm, of course. And my brother, Bud, and I were very close. But he was a bad boy. He was always getting... in with all the toughies and getting into trouble. He'd steal things, and he was just, the gang that he went around with was tough, I'll tell you. And but he'd tell me about all these things, and I thought it was pretty darn exciting, you know, because being on a farm, nothing much happened, and I didn't care for all that. But he taught me to shoot, and...
Can you shoot as good as Annie Oakley here? Annie's right here, and I think I saw her grimace in her face, like, no one can shoot better than me. Can you shoot better than Annie Oakley?
Well, she was pretty good with a gun, but she liked the rifle the best. That was her. That's what she liked the best. I liked the best, yeah. So I went on a few jobs with Bud. And, of course, you know, I was a girl, and so I had to be tough, and I had to be one of the guys, you know. And then that was all pretty, that was pretty good. I held my own with them. And one time, though, there was a big fight, a skirmish, and a whole bunch of shots were fired, and Bud was killed.
Yep. Sorry to hear that. I knew Bud.
Did you hear those gunshots?
With my brother Bud, and he was killed in this. So then I decided I was going to move to Texas. And I bought a little ranch down there, and it was near an Indian reservation. And being an explorer, I went to the near there, the reservation. That's where I met Bill Starr. He was half Indian, but he had a gang too. And this is, there were robberies and all that kind of thing. And he was not a good guy. As far as all the robbings and lootings and killings and all this. But I went with him, and it was exciting to see. Sometimes we were caught, but we were never held overnight because we had friends, and so we were let go. And then we were married, and then later we had three children. But Bill was really with his gang a lot, you know, and I liked it too. I was with him too, of course, sometimes. And it was really dangerous, but it was fun. But I liked the danger, and I especially liked it when I could tell the people, you have to do this, give us your money, you know. I like to see people do what I tell them to do. And but then pretty soon in a big skirmish again, Bill was killed. And then I had to face the fact that I was a mother, and these killings and all this stuff was, and although it was fun and everything, it got the neighborhood, they got around to me, and they kind of thought me, I was something special, you know. Gee, I could shoot, and I could do all these dangerous things, you know, and I was a criminal. But then they kind of turned it around being a mother. See, that's what turned it around. And so I was kind of softened. And I was seen as a colorful character and an exciting woman who could stand up for herself and under the tough circumstances with tough men. And I was known as the criminal queen. And these newspapers wrote about me, and paperback books, and cartoons, and little girls wore hats like I did. And sometimes I would give demonstrations with my rifle and my skills. So kind of, as I look back on my life, it wasn't easy. Many people hated me and hated the life I did. And I was with all this. And they felt that there had to be a retribution here. Oh, it wasn't fun and gory, and I wasn't the criminal queen. But I was always on the alert and kind of, looking over my shoulder. But that was part of the fun. That made my life exciting. But then I began to slow down a little bit, and this ranch had to be kept up.
Well, you was a famous sharpshooter way back then.
Pardon me?
You was a famous sharpshooter? You rode on horseback and did fancy trick shooting, did you?
Nah, I was kind of reflecting at this time, you know. I had a hard life and an exciting life and all this stuff. They saw me as mother, queen, criminal queen, you know. And that softened the whole picture. So I took advantage of the publicity, and I went with it. The thrills of the danger and all that was behind me, and here I was famous. And after all these years, I have had many heartaches and thrills and dangers that were kept going in the press and all over. And so looking back on my life, I came to a conclusion that crime doesn't pay. Really, it doesn't. But I sure did like being famous.
Thanks, Belle Star. You spent a good yarn there. And these folks are awful lucky. To be this tour is turning out to be a premium tour. look at all the famous folks that these wagon trainers are meeting. Annie Oakley, Belle Starr, Wild Bill Hickok. I mean, this is truly an outstanding tour. You folks are lucky to meet the best of the West.
We are.
I was with Jesse James for a while, too. And that was a feather in our cap.
Who's that, Billy Joe?
This was Jesse James, famous.
Mm-hmm.
We were with him, too.
Hey, I heard something about Jesse James. I don't know if you can tell me if this is true or not. But I always heard that Jesse James was an outlaw. But then other people told me that Jesse James was one of the greatest heroes of America. You know why he was a hero?
No.
Yeah.
Well, he was a hero because he went out there fighting against all those corrupt bankers that were printing all that money and had no backing on it. They were just fake banksters. That's all they were. And he was going after them banksters because they're robbing the American people. So Jesse James went after them. That's why he robbed their money back.
Well,
always some tidbits from old Bobby Joe.
The criminal queen.
That's a good title to hold. Nobody's going to cross you, that's for sure.
No, they weren't. They thought I was really, a woman that could hold her own. And besides, women at that time didn't have much power. So I guess that they thought that my being the criminal queen, I could really get along with these men and tell them what's for, you know? That part was good. I liked that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we like hearing the stories, that's for sure, especially around the campfire. And it sounds like we got the third wagon train down. We've got Mabel and Clem, and sounds like Clem was playing his harmonica. It's always nice to hear at night. Always nice.
Is he up for playing some harmonica tonight?
Oh, yeah, he could play some. I hear the coyotes are howling.
Let's give it a whoop and a holler.
Yeah. Let's see here.
That's an eerie sound.
Is that Clem? There he is. Hit it, Clem.
I think that's probably have him play a little bit more tomorrow night.
That's it? It's all the Clem has tonight?
That's it for tonight?
He lost his breath.
Well, we need to take a short break here, an intermission.
We'll take one small intermission with a little music. We'll just have...
Nothing like music around the campfire.
That's right.
After a hard day.
Got some guitar players and singers.
We provide the best.
Day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hopes were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. Oh, he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-oh!
Okay, we're back.
All right. Good for you to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to be back here. You got something here, Bobby Joe, that you wanna talk about?
I'm kind of getting restless. I want to start hitting the trail and get on with
things. Well, you gotta have a good night's sleep there first.
Okay.
Well, I wonder.
Yeah, Bill, what are you going to do? Are you going to head on out, or are you going to go with this wagon train? What are your plans now?
Well, I was telling you that I had come back. If you want me to come back again, okay, because that was my life. But with the wagon trains, you know, there's a lot of people that just want to really live a quiet, good life and have their farms and their families and build towns and banks, which we have an interest in. And, they wanted to just build up America and go for it. And if there is any gold out there, boy, we're going to find it. We're going to build America, you know. It's a tough road. Imagine those old wagon trains. My gosh. I look back and see the covered wagons. I don't know how they ever endured all that. From crossing the desert must be horrendous. And then the mountains. And then, of course, that terrible Donner tragedy was terrible. But there is a wonderful author that came along, and he's called Louis L'Amour. He wrote about the West. Oh, goodness. He's worldwide famous, and he was authentic. You could follow his travels through on a map, even what went on at that time. And he had the Sackett family, which was a very close family. Some of them, but they were scattered. Some of them lived in Oklahoma, some of them lived in Texas. But if any one of them was in trouble, believe me, the Sackett family was going to be there and to help that guy. They were very close. Louis L'Amour, I've been reading his books too, and I'll tell you, they're a page turner. They always come out on top, but they sure had a rough life. It wasn't any fun, really. Those people, and I had a lot of danger, but I guess in the later years I also had this fame. I don't know, the little kids thought it was great, especially the girls. They could stand up to these tough men and say, look, I might be a girl, but boy, don't tread on me. So.
Indian Henry, it sounds like Belle wants to be on the wagon train. Is there another seat we can give her?
There is always room. It's up to
There's always room.
Bobby and
There's always
and
room
Sarah.
For you, Belle.
Yeah, we got some room.
Wonderful.
We got a single man down there on the wagon train. I think he's about the sixth or seventh one down. We can put her in with him if she doesn't mind. She doesn't want to ride alone because she's got to work the reins, you know. So he'll work the reins. She can just sit. What about that, Belle? We can put you next to old Sam there. He'd probably be happy for the company there. You can talk to him, tell him all your tales there. I think he'd enjoy it.
How long since you've been with a man, Belle? How long since you've been with a man? These folks, Sam's down the way here. He's willing to be, tag along with them.
The guys, they respected me, boy, I'll tell you. I had my pick, and if I didn't like them, you know, off with you. But, I like men. Sure I do. But they
got to
respect me.
Well, with your guns, I'm sure they do.
You just keep your guns on and keep your pistol loaded. They'll respect you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I get my eyes on some fella... So,
are some of your guns going off there, Belle? You got your hand on your revolver?
Pardon me?
Somebody's shooting. You got your guns on you?
Y'all are overstaying your visit, and I'm going to fine you for $500.
Yeah,
$500?
Yeah, we don't want to go there, do we? No.
Maybe we're going to have to take off tonight there.
Well, we're going to have to either go to the Black Hills or go to that California gold rush to pay you back for all that money.
We're getting quite a, racking up a lot of cash we owe you.
Even with all that fire water, we can't even afford to pay $500.
You better find a way and ask Crazy Henry to show you one of the gypsies down the road.
Well, which is the best way? Go up to get that gold out of their Black Hills and that painting country up there?
Or to California.
Or go to California. And, you know, we heard about all them rumors of that gold rush out there. And what was it, Settlers Valley or something out there?
Yeah, get some free land.
Bobby.
Sutter's Mill.
Sutter's Mill.
Well, I'm sure we could pay you back all that money, maybe even some more if you got us out there in one piece, unless the Indians got us.
Bobby, it is so simple, the white man does not know, but all you have to do is ask the rocks where the gold is, and they will show you, or they will tell you. All you have to do is pay attention.
Well, we best be asking some rocks.
Yeah, and folks, before I am heading out too, now that you're going in the right direction, but if you could do me one little favor.
Sure.
I have a handful of flyers here, and we have a missing person. His name is Rebizar Tars. And if you
Rebizar. Okay.
Have you seen this fella? If you see him, there's a website down here at the bottom of the flyer, and if you could contact the person in charge. We're looking for this fella. If you could distribute these flyers along the way, and if anybody's seen Rebizar Tars, please notify us.
Well, we will. Rebizar Tars, you say.
Much obliged.
Isn't that guy that hangs out with that blonde-haired guy?
I heard something about that, too.
Yeah, he hangs out around with that blonde-haired guy. I think he's over by the Nile River and the pyramids at one time.
You folks have been around. You pay attention to your dreams, aren't you? Your real side.
Yes. We have a lot of them.
Well, they may account for a discount. Can we give these folks a discount since they're such good folks and they're paying attention to their real side experiences? What do you think?
We can give them 10% off.
10% off. How about that?
Well, 10%, we'll take it.
Take it. And you better head on out before she changes her mind.
Her mind,
okay,
yeah.
You folks
okay, well, we'll end here and...
Yeah, we'll catch up to you maybe down in California way a few weeks.
That
few
would
months
be great.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. You folks take care of yourself.
You take care of yourself too now. Y'all come back.
Happy trail.
Bye, everybody. Okay.